You are now listening to the Walking Leader podcast, episode number 239.
Welcome back to another action-packed episode of the Walking Leader podcast. As always, I am your host, David Guerra, author of The Walking Leader. The Walking Leader podcast is here for you, current and future leaders, to help give you the rules and the tools to help you succeed as a leader in your organization, as well as in your professional and personal life. So, without delay, let's get started. In this episode of the Walking Leader podcast, we're going to continue on our 2022 series on self-leadership, and we're going to talk about, that's right, continuing with soft skills, the soft skill of visual communication. So, as always, let's get the definitions out of the way, and then let's dive in. First of all, self-leadership, what's defined? Well, it's defined as, it's based on you, current and future leaders, taking the initiative and being proactive. A self-leader means you are intentionally influencing your thinkings, feelings, and actions towards your objectives and goals. Whether it be personal or professional or both, you must take that first, second, third, and every step after that to achieve those objectives and goals. All right, so what are soft skills? Well, soft skills, well, we all need them. And they are interpersonal attributes that enable someone to interact effectively and harmoniously with other people while performing those technical or hard skills that you've learned in a professional setting, in a school setting. All right, now, so this week's topic or this episode's topic is visual communication. And the Wikipedia entry for visual communication defines it as, quote, the use of visual elements to convey ideas and information, which include, but are not limited to, signs, typography, drawing, graphic design, illustration, industrial design, advertising, animation, and electronic resources, end quote. It continues to include, it includes the following, quote, humans have used visual communication since prehistoric times. Within modern culture, there are several types of characteristics when it comes to visual elements. They consist of objects, models, graphs, diagrams, maps, and photographs. Outside the different types of characteristics and elements, there are seven components of visual communication. That's color, shape, tones, texture, figure, ground, balance, and hierarchy. Well, that's a lot. That's a very detailed definition, without a doubt. So why is the soft skill of visual communication so important? Well, like storytelling and verbal communication, the use of soft skill is important when it comes to properly and effectively conveying your message as a leader or an up-and-coming leader. See, the ability to get your message across either by the exclusive use of visuals or in combination with verbal communication skills makes the ability to have your message understood with minimal effort and ease. So it's a good thing. Now, typically, when used in combination with other communication forms, visual communication is always enhanced because anything we can do to enhance it, the better in ensuring that our message is understood. And by using any of the forms of visual communication, everyone can ensure that they can properly convey their message in a clear and easy to understand manner. Now, of course, there's always the pros and the cons. That's non-negotiable. So let's look at the cons, the downside, or the disadvantages of visual communication. And from the Business Concy blog, and of course the link is in the show notes on daveguerra.com, and go to the podcast and go to this episode 239, and that Business Concy blog has a great entry titled, quote, the five limitations or disadvantages of visual communication, end quote. And so I'm going to talk about that. I'm just going to go ahead and read what they're presenting, and it's really good stuff. Number one, problem of presentation. All topics or subject matters cannot be presented through visual communication. Plan, policy, systems, rules, order, and recommendation of an organization cannot be produced in terms of visual communication. See, some of it might just have to be conveyed. Leadership has to stand up there and speak. But then again, technically speaking or attending a speech is a form of visual communication. Number two, brevity. That's a disadvantage. Complete and detailed information cannot be displayed through such communications. Therefore, the whole concept or idea may not be understandable if visual communication is used clearly. So in order to be brief, to have some form of brevity, it works with having multiple communication methods in place. Number three, need for efficiency. Drawings, graphs, charts, or symbols may not convey any message to the general people in certain situations. So again, that basically comes down to, well, you want to be efficient and you have corporate speak, or you have, you know, industrial lingo that you use, but it's not enough for the general public. So again, the website continues with, a special knowledge and efficiency are required to deal with visual communication. In such a case, for the example, the drawing of a building, the sketch of a bridge may not be clear to the general people, but engineers and technical persons can easily deal with such situations. So see, there's that lingo, that technical jargon. Number four, more cost involved to use graphs, pictures, charts, drawings, cartoons, and sketch are not cheap. Well, they're getting there, but they're still not cheap because you still have to invest time to learn how to do that. And of course, all these require various tools and techniques, which are costly, and time is costly, folks. The wrong decision, number five, the wrong decision. Sometimes information displayed in terms of graphs and charts or table may be in the wrong order. So again, be careful. Now, what's the upside? What's the positive? What's the advantage of what are the pros of visual communication? And again, also from the Business Concie blog, is another entry that falls in line with the pros or advantages of visual communication. Number one, effectiveness. The person who is illiterate cannot be communicated using written media, but graphs, figures, pictures, or charts can be used to communicate with such a person. Number two, importance to make analytical and technical subjects clear to the audience. Visual communication is second to none. For example, an analysis of a price of a product and the respective demand can be explained in terms of graphs and charts. And that is true. Less time. The higher officials or executives may have less time to go through the details. They can be more familiar if they are communicated in the terms of visual communication. Now, prompt design. Prompt design. To make decisions quickly, top management relies on various tables, graphs, charts, figures, and maps. So timely decision is possible if the visual communication is present, if it's there. And complementary. In many situations, visual communication is used as a complementary tool to written communication. So there it is, using a wide variety of tools. Now, what are some of the various forms of visual communications? And we talked already some of them, mentioned them in the definition and, of course, in the pros and cons. But the Simplicable.com website shares an article titled The 7 Examples of Visual Communication. And in that, they mention emotion and humor, that which can convey these emotions. Identity, logos, or anything that represents your personality, your culture, your social status. Concepts, communicating ideas without words. Definitely visual. If you can do that, you've got it. Visual clues, conveying how things work. Data, if you're sharing data through a visual means. The visualization of data such as on graphs, charts, so on. Information and knowledge, guides, maps, diagrams that illustrate complex information. Blueprints, that's definitely. All right, now art. Things can be designed to be visually appealing. And yes, art is most definitely a visual communication method. So, now let's take a look at the 7 habits of highly effective people and how to use them when it comes to visual communication. And again, it's pretty much just like verbal communication. And again, of the 7 habits, I believe the following 3 also apply here. 1, being proactive. So you're understanding your audience. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. Habit number 5. So you're getting to learn them, and then you can present to them. And of course, number 7, sharpen the saw. And as always, that habit is non-negotiable. It's present in everything you do. You should always be working to hone your craft, sharpen your skills. And in essence, what you're doing is building a path to clear communication and understanding. And that's a good thing, folks. That's a good thing. Now, how and when to use visual communication? Well, I've already alluded a little bit to this in the 7 habits, is read the room, understand your audience, know who they are, and also when to use visual communication, when verbal or written communication is not enough. Be prepared to deliver some charts, graphs, something to reinforce what you're saying, or something to make clearer what you are saying or what you're trying to say. Know your message, definitely. Go in there knowing what the message is you're going to convey and understand how you're going to convey it. And of course, tailor the message to your audience. Understand them. Get to know them, work with them, and realize, hey, this group, they don't need to know the intricacies of building a bridge, but what they do know is why the bridge, what they do need to know is why is the bridge being built? And how long is it going to take? And what else is involved without being into the civil engineering intricacies of it? But then again, if you're presenting to civil engineers, you better have that under control as well. Now, what if visual communication fails? If it fails, and guess what, folks? At one point or another, it's going to fail. But take that as a moment or two or more to learn from that. Why did it fail? What went right? What went wrong? What could have been done better? What should not have been done at all? What should not have been presented? What needed more attention before presenting? It's out there. But ask yourself those hard questions and answer the hard questions. The cold, hard truth is the only way you're going to get better. But most of all, when it fails, and I've said it before on everything else, and it will fail, do not be discouraged. Don't get discouraged about the failure, by the failure, or because of the failure. No. Get back up again. Start all over again. Just do it. It'll work. But you have got to realize you cannot give up just because there was one bad time. Now, solicit feedback, especially because you know you are not perfect. And I've said this before as well. And know you can always improve. So by knowing you're not perfect and you're built for improvement, because anybody that goes around believing that they are perfect, well, they're wrong. They're wrong. So look out for those people too. They're out there. Now, also, never forget that the viewer themselves is not perfect. The individual, your audience is not perfect. I mean, if they were, why would they be there? Why would you be presenting to them? Exactly. But no one is perfect. And that is who you should solicit. Those individuals that know they're not perfect. Those are the ones you should solicit for feedback. They're the ones that are going to provide you the feedback. But go in understanding and knowing that a lot of times what you're presenting to them is going to be subjective. It's going to be subjective. Say, let's take the color red. That's my greatest example. Take the color red and I say, well, here is the color red. And on this chart is the color red. And this is red. And it can be misinterpreted because I see red, other people may see blood red, and still others may see maroon. See what I'm saying? The message has missed its mark because I'm not conveying my color red to them and they're not understanding it. They're understanding it as something else. Why is he calling it red when it's maroon? Who would use blood red in a presentation? Right? So you see what I'm saying? So ensure that what you're trying to convey can be understood, and through feedback, you also can determine what was not understood and why was it not understood. All right, so now we're at that point here. Can the soft skill of visual communication be mastered? Oh, yes, most definitely, most certainly, 100%, it can be mastered. And like all the other soft skills, they can all be mastered. Visual communication can only get better as you work to improve that skill, as you practice that skill, as you hone it, as you sharpen, as you refine it, as you improve and learn more about visual communication and how to convey that message. See, because again, it's important. Because by doing that, visual communication along with written and verbal communication, you're setting yourself up to lead others in a better way. You're setting yourself up to continue to lead, motivate, and inspire others well into the future. Because they see you putting in the work. They see you wanting to learn more. They see you being better than you were when you first started out. Again, folks, it's going to take time, but as long as you're putting in the work, it'll get easier and easier as it goes along. That much is true. So visual communication, whatever it is, whatever medium you decide to use, whatever method you decide to use, understand that it's there for a reason. And if it's going to enhance the verbal or the written communication, that much better, because it works to reinforce that, to complement that. And vice versa, you might have a great image, but you don't have a good copy. You don't have a good written presentation to go along with it. So with that being said, it's all about the practice and work it and fine tune it and find what works, find what does not work. Definitely find what does not work and learn from that and then go forward. Alrighty. Be sure to visit this episode's show notes on the website on DaveGuerra.com. Go to the podcast episode 239, and that's where I share some links to some books, audiobooks, ebooks, and of course some other great content related to visual communication. So, again, it's all about the work, and make sure you're sharing and you're presenting the story. All right, everybody. Well, that's it. That's it for this week's episode, or this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast. Do you agree with what I just mentioned in episode 239? Or if not, or did I forget something? Let me know. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, drop me an email. Reach out to me on Twitter at Dave Guerra. That's the @ Dave Guerra. All one word, my name. And I definitely look forward to hearing from you. And also, you can leave me a voice message at the Walking Leader hotline at 956-720-0060. And of course, you can always drop me an email at dave@daveguerra.com and visit daveguerra.com, the website. You can get all that information there. I want to thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. I do appreciate you making it to this point of the episode. And again, folks, I am David Guerra, the author of the books The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. And I invite you to subscribe to the Walking Leader podcast on Apple Podcast, or formerly iTunes, on Spotify, on Spreaker, on Stitcher. You can find all those links on the DaveGuerra.com website. And lastly, I want to remind you to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow. Until next time, I thank you.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.